Welcome to After the Sermon Rapid Fire. In this episode, we're going to talk about Harlem deer. 2016 was particularly hard on the animal kingdom. I mean, after all, who could forget Harambe the gorilla and that child who will remain nameless because apparently gorillas are more important than children. But 2016 wasn't satisfied with the blood of Hollywood actors and zoo animals and famous singers. No, it had to take one last life from the animal kingdom and take out hashtag Harlem deer. If you didn't follow this story, CNN was reporting that a deer that was wandering in the parks of Harlem was taken captive by the New York State government so they could figure out what to do with this particular deer. Unfortunately, while they were trying to figure out what they would do with this particular deer, it died. CNN was lamenting this overreach and the government bureaucracy that led to this deer's death, which led me to three basic things that are a little bit ironic about this particular story. First of all, Harlem deer was probably safer in Harlem than he would have been in upstate New York where they were considering to move him. Consider the fact that hunters all across upstate New York would have probably turned Harlem deer into some pretty tasty jerky that would have lasted them for a solid 6 months. Speaking of hunting, that leads me to the second thing that's a little bit ironic about this story. Here you have New York State government trying to figure out what to do to save a particular deer, and yet on the other hand, they issue thousands of licenses to hunters across their state to manage the deer population. They don't want you to kill too many, but at the same time, they want to manage that population so they don't overflow into places where they don't want deer, like Harlem. So here, New York State found itself in a bit of a conundrum because the left is crying out, hey, don't kill this poor little deer. We love Bambi. And on the flip side, they're cashing in on hunters and their licenses while they try to manage the deer population with government bureaucracy. The inconsistency of handing out licenses to kill deer while at the same time trying to save one lonely deer who happened to make an impact on Twitter is comical at best. Third and finally, Americans lamenting the loss of the life of a deer or loss of life of any kind and lamenting the overreach of bureaucratic governments is refreshing. However, it rings a bit hollow after this last election season where Americans en masse went to the polls and voted on both sides to expand government and to really ignore the protection of life. As naive knuckleheads tweet their sadness, all across upstate New York, New Yorkers are killing deer licensed by the government that was trying to save this one deer in Harlem. This naivete is leading people to think that they care about deer when in fact they don't, and it makes them pretend that they care about bureaucratic overreach when the reality is they only care about it when it inconveniences them. This concludes our first episode of After the Sermon Rapid Fire. Tell me what you think about Harlem deer and your thoughts on it. If you didn't catch this story, you can check it out in the show notes, which are in the comment section in YouTube, or on the Facebook page, which will also be in the comment section below.